This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden warned Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that the U.S. would not take part in a counteroffensive against Iran, according to a White House official. Reuters correspondent Chris Dignam.
Netanyahu reconvened a war cabinet meeting in Tel Aviv to discuss a response to the drone and missile attack. War Cabinet Minister Benny Gantz warned that Israel would, quote, exact the price from Iran in a fashion and timing that is right for us. Iran's armed forces chief said the operation was considered successful and, quote, deemed the matter concluded. But Iran warned Israel and the U.S. that a retaliation to its overnight attack would elicit a far bigger response.
That's Reuters correspondent Chris Dignam reporting. Meanwhile, Biden and the White House are conferring with allies over the Iranian attack on Israel. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The meeting of G7 leaders was to work out a coordinated diplomatic response to Iran's first ever direct attack into Israel. A statement was released condemning the barrage of drones and missiles. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby on NBC's Meet the Press.
It's just an extraordinary example of military superiority that Israel demonstrated.
I was the only one.
Israeli authorities say 99% of the weapons were shot down. But the intensity of the attack is raising concern. I'm Jackie Quinn.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says that he will try to advance a wartime aid for Israel this week. Johnson is attempting the difficult task of winning House approval for a security package that has also included funding for Ukraine and allies in Asia. The Republican speaker was already under immense political pressure from his fellow lawmakers. This is VOA News. More civilians have died across Ukraine as analysts warn that delays in U.S. aid would see Kyiv struggle to fight a Russian offensive. At least six people were killed by drone strikes and shelling across Ukraine. The news came as a Washington-based think tank warned that delays in Western military assistance would increasingly hamper Ukraine's ability to fight back Russian advances. The Institute for the Study of War said Sunday the Russian military command likely thinks that Ukrainian forces will not be unable to defend against current and future Russian offensive operations due to the lack of U.S. assistance. Germany's Chancellor Olaf Scholz arrived in China on a visit marked by trade tensions and Ukraine conflict. AP correspondent Karen Chamas with more.
German companies such as BMW and Volkswagen are highly reliant on the Chinese market, but Beijing's support for Russia creates frictions with the West. The Chancellor's visit also comes as German companies argue that they face unfair market barriers in China. This has led the German government to push for a policy of de-risking to reduce reliance on the Chinese market and suppliers. Nevertheless, China remained Germany's top trading partner for the eighth straight year in 2023, with $271 billion in goods and services. After a visit in Shanghai, Scholz will end his three-day visit in Beijing, where he will meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping. I'm Karen Chamas.
Pope Francis has now sided with a group of Peruvian villagers who have complained that companies linked to a powerful South American church group have tried to evict for them from their land using lawsuits and obscure land schemes. In a video Saturday recorded at its Vatican residence, the Pope sent a message of support to members of the San Juan Bautista de Catacaus farmers community in northern Peru, who they've been fending off lawsuits from companies associated with the company since 2014. It is a lay group that runs schools and spiritual retirement centers in several Southern American countries, but it is also involved in real estate, agriculture, and construction companies. You'll find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.